want to ask you a question this afternoon.
我要今天下午要问大家一个问题。
How many of you are happy with the picture on your driver's license?
你们有多少人是对自己驾驶执照上的照片满意的？
Anyone here? Just one person here happy with the picture on your driver's license?
有的话请举手。
There was one person in the other church said that they were. This last week, my wife went to renew her driver's license, the motor vehicle, and I'll tell you what happened next.
上星期我太太去去那个续她的那个驾驶执照。
Came time for her to have her picture taken.
要有一张照片。
And of course, you know, you smile, right? You smile when your picture is going to be taken. You want to look as good as you possibly can.
当然拍照的时候你总会笑，想自己显得美一点。
And at that point, when she started to smile, the woman taking her picture said, No smiling! I don't want you to smile.
就在她准备笑的时候，那个拍照的人说，不许笑，不能笑的。
I guess that's the rule. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. When you go to the motor vehicles, as soon as you go in, no one smiles, right? You can't smile on your picture either.
我想这是规定啊。
But I want to tell you, motor vehicles does not intimidate my oldest daughter, Faith.
但是呢，我要继续讲的是要讲我大女儿的故事。
Recently, she went to have her driver's license renewed. And when she went to get her picture taken, here's what happened.
我大女儿去续她的驾驶执照的时候发生的故事是。
The guy took her picture, and she took one look at it, and she wasn't happy with it.
那个人拍了她的照片，但是呢，我女儿不满意。
And so she said to this guy, I want you to take my picture again.
她就对工作人员说，我想你重新拍一张。
And he said, sorry, lady, you know, only one time. You can't take it more than once. She said, I want you to take my picture again.
那工作人员就说不行，只能拍一次。
Okay, he took it again. She took a look at that. And she still didn't like it. She said, I want you to take my picture again.
那工作人员呢，还是给了他一个机会，给他重拍了一张，但他女儿还是不满意，还希望重拍一张。
And so it was three times she required this guy to take her picture before she was satisfied that she looked reasonably okay.
总共拍了三次，那第三次她女儿满意了。
Look, everyone wants to look good as we go through this life.
每个人在她的生活中都想显得比较美。
For a few minutes this first Sunday of the new year, I want to talk about how you can look good this year in the kingdom of God.
我今天下午要花几分钟来跟大家讨论在神的王国里面我们怎样显得美。
I want to base my thoughts on a very interesting passage in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. We're going to begin reading at verse 9. So if you want to turn your Bibles, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, beginning to read at verse 9.
请大家打开圣经传道书12章9到14节。
Solomon, of course, is the writer, and we read this. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words, and what he wrote was upright and true. The words of the wise are like goads, their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given by one shepherd. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books, there's no end, and much study wearies the body. Now, all has been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it's good or bad.
传道书十二章九到十四节。再者，传道者应有智慧，人将知识教训众人，又默想，又考察。又曾说许多真言，传道者专心寻求可喜悦的言语，是凭正直写的诚实话。智慧人的言语好像刺棍，会中之师的言语又像钉稳的钉子，都是一个木者所刺的， 我儿，还有一层，你当受劝诫，著书多没有穷尽，读书多身体疲倦，这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所应当所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
A lot of times, people will come up to me and they'll ask me the question, will we recognize each other in heaven?
很多时候，有朋友过来问我说，在天堂里面我们还不会彼此相认。
And inevitably, my answer is, there's no doubt that we'll recognize each other in heaven.
我的回答是，毫无疑问我们会认识的。
But I don't say this to them, but I think it to myself, that's not my problem whether we'll recognize each other in heaven. Something else bothers me.
我在回答他们的时候，我自己心里面在想一个问题。
The problem I have is, will I recognize me in heaven?
我在想，在天堂里面，我会不会认识我自己？
You say, Pastor, what on earth are you talking about? Well, me I know, in my sin, you know,I know me in my sin right now.
我知道我自己的罪。
But me without sin, I mean, that blows my mind. So the big question is, will I know me in heaven when I finally become sinless?
但是在天堂里面没有罪的那个我是怎样的？我真的还不知道。
Look, none of us has it all together as we enter into a new year. We all have a long, long way to go.
我们知道，在这个新年，我们都知道，我们还，在世上还会有很多年。
But we can still look good in the kingdom, and that's what I want to talk with you about for a few minutes this afternoon.
但我们在还是要准备在王国里面，显得美。
Okay, I want to give you several headlines on today's passage. Headline number one is this: If you want to look good in the kingdom this year, do not be a miser.
我要讲的第一点是，如果今年你要准备在神的王国里面显得美，那你不要做一个吝啬的人。
That's really the big idea of verses 9 and 10, where you'll notice he says, not only was the teacher wise, but he did what? He imparted knowledge to all of the people.
那是第九节所说的，传道者应有智慧，人将知识教训众人。
What that simply means is that Solomon was not an elitist.
在这里我们可以看到，所罗门并不是一个所谓的精英。
If anyone had a right to be an elitist, it would be Solomon. I mean, he was the wisest man who ever lived. He was head and shoulders above everyone else. But clearly notice it said that he made it his goal to impart the knowledge that God had given him to others. So,First of all, this year, if you want to be used by God, do not be a miser.
虽然所罗门是一个非常聪明的人，很有智慧，但是他树立的目标就是要把真言传达给所有的人。所以如果你今年要立志的话，也请你把这一条放进去，就不要在属灵上面做一个吝啬的人。
It's so important this year to use your spiritual gifts, to just give of yourself in every way, and that's key to being great in the kingdom of heaven.
要把你属灵上的恩赐跟大家分享。
But that brings us to a second thing that is key if we're to make this year count, and that is this. The Word of God has to be the ultimate authority in our life this year if we're really to be great in the kingdom.
我们也要在今年把主神的话语作为我们终极的目标。
If you look at verse 11, the writer says, the words of the wise are like goads, like firmly embedded nails. And notice he says this, that the word of God is given by what? By one shepherd.
在十一节中说，智慧人的言语好像刺棍，会中之师的言语又像钉稳的钉子。都是一个牧者所赐的。
You know, what does it mean when it says that the word of God is given to us by one shepherd?
为什么说上帝的话语是一个牧者所赐的？
You know what it means to me? It means that God is not remote, that God takes us seriously, and he talks to us in language of man to man. We can understand what God is saying.
我自己的理解就是神并不是遥不可及的, 他是用, 平常的语言来对我们说话。
You know, one of the biggest dangers in our taking the word of God seriously is that many of us are addicted to hard questions.
我们有时候查经, 是非常热衷于看那些难的问题。
If you take a look at verse 12, Solomon says, of making many books, there is no end, and much study wearies the body. What he's saying here is that it's easy to become addicted to hard questions instead of accepting the answers of the Word of God.
在, 12节中说, 住书多, 没有穷尽, 读书多, 身体疲倦, 就是说很多人有时候, 他们, 觉得要去钻研那些难题, 而忽略了, 我们圣经当中一些基本的道理。
There's a scene in C.S. Lewis's Great Divorce, if you've never read it. It's a book dealing with heaven and hell.
有一本, 神学上的书是叫大离婚, 是, 有关地狱和天堂的。
And in the scene I'm referring to, this lifelong searcher is invited by his friend to go to heaven. He said, you can go to heaven right now.
那个, 我想要提到的是, 在书里面, 有一个一生在追求的人, 他的朋友邀请他, 到天堂去。
But he warned him, he said, I've got to caution you that heaven is the land of answers, not the land of questions.
但是朋友又警告他说, 在, 这里我, 在天堂是一个, land of answers?
Yeah.
是充满了回, 就是, 答案的, 而不是充满问题的。
And this guy was really with it. He responded by saying, there's no such thing as a final answer.
那这个人就觉得, 他还有点困惑, 没有一个, 最终答案的一个地方。
And his friend said, sure there is. For instance, in your own life, there was a time in your life when you asked questions because you wanted answers.
那朋友就说, 肯定会有的, 在你的生活当中, 你想问问题, 但是你已经知道答案了。
That's what a kid does, right? A kid asks his parents questions because he knows that there are answers his parent can give to him. And so what he said to his friend is, why don't you become a child again and stop constantly dwelling on hard questions?
他就提醒他说, 你为什么, 不变成像小孩一样, 因为你知道你的问题是会有答案的。
But his friend responded by saying, ah, but doesn't the Bible say that when you become an adult, you put away childish things?
但是呢, 回答是说, 那个, 圣经上面不是说, 你成人的时候你就把孩子的一些志气全部都, 摆脱掉了吗?
At which point the lifelong searcher, who had just been invited to go to heaven, the land of answers, took a look at his watch and he says, oh, you're going to have to excuse me. I'm late for a discussion group in hell.
在那个时候呢, 那个医生追, 追索的人他看了看表说, 哦, 对不起, 我现在还不能去天堂, 因为我7点钟我有一个, 会议要讨论那个地狱的事。
I want to tell you, there are some people who will spend eternity in hell because they love discussion groups where they can ask all the tough questions instead of saying, I want to go to heaven, which is the land of answers. It's important that you not be addicted to hard questions this year. Accept the authority of the Word of God in your life.
所以, 很重要的是你不要, 为了那些钻研难题上瘾, 而是要, 就是纯粹地接受, 神的话语和道理。
Okay, that brings us to a fascinating verse, if you want to take a look at verse 13, where Solomon says, now, all has been heard, here is the conclusion of the matter, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind.
在13节中说, 这些事都已听见了, 总意就是敬畏神, 谨守他的诫命, 这是人所应, 所当尽的本分。
Now, at first, when you hear this is the duty of mankind, that's sort of, you know, you think of boring, you think of this is going to be a real dud. But what Solomon is really talking about here, in fact, the Hebrew doesn't say this is the duty of mankind. It says this is the whole of what it means to be a human being.
我们听到当尽的本分会觉得 那个很单调很无聊，但是在这里所罗门所强调的是，这是使我们人生完美的一个职责。
In other words, what Solomon is talking about here is something we're all familiar with, and that's called the pursuit of happiness.
所罗门所提的就是我们都熟悉的就是对幸福的追求。
Look, there's nothing wrong in the pursuit of happiness. If I were to tell you, do not pursue happiness, I'm telling you to do something that's against human nature. It's part of our DNA. We all want to pursue happiness. It's natural. God has placed it within us.
追求幸福并没有错。如果我叫你不要追求幸福，那是违反了人的本性的。
But the whole theme of Ecclesiastes, of course, is that Solomon was seeking happiness. He was seeking something that would satisfy him, and he never found it. And that brings us to what the passage today tells us is the true key to what it means to be a human being.
传道书的主题是所罗门他一直在追求幸福，但是呢，他没有找到。
The key, of course, is to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
追求幸福的关键就是我们寻找神，通过耶稣基督来找到神。
But I want you to notice how he describes this relationship. He talks about it as fearing God.
他在这里提到要敬畏神。
One of the reasons why the Bible talks about fearing God is a lot of people misunderstand what it means. What it means is simply this: while salvation is free, when you really get to know God, that will be the single most traumatic experience of your life.
虽然救恩是白白赐给我们的，但是我们对神的敬畏。
Let me give an example. Maybe some of you have heard of Kirsten Powers, who is a commentator at Fox News, has written for Newsweek and other magazines.
我们知道有一个女的政治家Kirsten Power, 她在 Fox 新闻上面经常出现。
She wrote her testimony up recently in Christianity Today.
她最近做了见证。
And she started out by saying, 7 years ago, if you had told me that I was going to become a Christian, I would have told you that you're nuts, you're crazy. In fact, she said, I was convinced that all evangelical Christians are nuts, they're crazy, until I started to date one.
她说当时我就觉得所有的那些基督徒都是不正常的，直到我开始和一个人约会。
And this friend of hers invited her to go to Redeemer Presbyterian Church in Manhattan, where she started to listen to Timothy Keller preach the Word of God in a compelling way.
那个朋友邀请她去曼哈顿的一个长老会教会，然后她开始听到。
But she still resisted God. She still resisted Jesus Christ.
但她还是拒绝神，拒绝耶稣基督。
Now then, on an occasion, she was taking a trip to Taiwan, and she was in a half-awake, half-sleep state when all of a sudden she says, I swear, Jesus came to me while I was sitting there on that airplane.
有一次去台湾的旅途当中，她在半睡半醒之间，她经历了耶稣基督临近她。
And Jesus says, here I am. What are you going to do with me? And Kirsten Powers said that was the most traumatic event. There she is flying in the air. And Jesus says, here I am. What are you going to do with me in your life?
耶稣对她说，我在这里，你会对我做些什么？
But she still spent the next several months running away from God, hiding from God, but finally God came and conquered her.
但是在这之后的几个月中，她还是想要从神那边逃跑。
And she said, when I yielded my life to Jesus Christ, slowly joy replaced fear in my life.
她说，当我委身于神的时候，慢慢的，我就没有惧怕了。
You see, that's what the writer of Ecclesiastes is talking about. Listen, the fear of the Lord is sweet. It's incredibly sweet.
这里传道书的主题也是提醒我们敬畏神是一件甜蜜的事情。
Okay, that brings us to the final verse, and I close with this. Look at verse 14. It says, for God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
最后一节14节说，因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
Listen, if you are going to make your life count this year for Christ, you've got to be jolted out of your apathy, and that's what this verse is all about.
如果你要在神的国度中寻求幸福，那你就要从属灵的昏睡当中苏醒过来。And
his reasoning here is this. You want to be jolted out of your apathy, realize and remind yourself that right now counts forever. This year, what you experience this year will count forever.
如果你要脱离属灵的空虚，那你就要从今年做起。
And he goes on to say, nothing is too small in your life that will not count forever in heaven.
在这里，你人生当中的事情，没有一件是太小而不能在天堂里面被数算的。
You want to be first in the kingdom? It's very simple. Do something small every day. Not something big. Do something small every day. That's the key to greatness in the kingdom.
你要从小事做起。
And not only that, seize on opportunities to share your faith with others who do not know Christ.
抓住每一个机会来分享属灵的信息。
I came across an amazing statistic. Barna pointed out recently that this last year, 75% of evangelical Christians did not share Jesus even once this past year.
有一个统计说 75%的福音教会的人，他们没有跟一个人分享过属灵的信息。
Look, we live in a culture in which you don't hear the word Jesus anymore.
我们现在生活在一个社会当中，我们不再听到耶稣这个词。
But other words are replacing the word Jesus.
很多词代替了耶稣。
There's a movie out called The Wolf of Wall Street. The great, it's a powerful, compelling movie.
有一部电影叫《华尔街的狼》。
But listen to this. The Wolf of Wall Street set a record for the F word this past year.
这部电影当中用脏话的频率高到是创了纪录。
In one movie, get this, in one movie, the F word is used 502 times in The Wolf of Wall Street.
在一部电影里面居然用了502次。
You want to make your life count? You know, replace that with sharing Jesus Christ with your friends this year.
你要让你生活充实的话，那你就把那些脏话去掉，而在你的话中来分享神的话语。The
question as we close, if you could know the exact moment of your death, do you think it would make any difference in your life?
你想如果你真的知道你在哪一天会去世的话，这会对你的生活会有什么改变吗？
Do you realize they've come up with a watch that counts down the seconds until your death?
你觉得会有一个表来一直数算你到生命的最后一刻吗？
$75. All you do is you punch in your age and a couple of other, your health, how you are, and the countdown begins. You get this watch and you see the number of seconds you have living left before you're going to die.
你把你所有的健康数据把它输进去，你就会知道你还会有多少时日。
I'll tell you, if I knew the second of my death, one thing I would not do is sweat the small stuff. I wouldn't sweat the small stuff anymore.
如果我知道的话，那我一定不会在小事上做计较。
I want to challenge you this year to live hard, to get blisters, and to be jolted out of your apathy and become great in the kingdom of God.
我要挑战大家的是，在今年请大家要努力的生活，要脱离我们的空虚，为神做工。
Happy New Year.
祝大家新年快乐。